on winning ways, and you must be good to have a smile on your face.
Yeah, I've been disappointed a little bit and a little bit surprised at some of the mistakes we've made, but you know, generally speaking, I haven't got my head down about it, and I still feel confident in the ability within the team and what we're capable of. So you know, there's no need for me to be getting down. You know, I've got to try and keep my spirits high, as well as the Tom and Scott have, you know, for the sake of the team. But you know, we know there's nothing in that changing rooms tonight to go and win games like that, and you know, they put up some resistance tonight, but you know, in the end we had too much for them, and it was nice to go and get a few goals and finish the game off comfortably. But there was some good stuff there tonight. You know, the pitch is bobbly, it's difficult at times, and to try and get it down and play attractive football, but I thought we did the best we could. We created numerous chances in the first half too, and the keeper's put off a few good saves, but I think overall it was a very comprehensive performance, and as you say, glad to get back onto winning ways again.
It was very different to see a few names back up there. Obviously Wilmers and Beery was put on the bench today, and James Clifton you dropped, Elliot Sunday you dropped. Obviously that's Thursday in the back of your mind there.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, these boys have played a lot of football over the last 4 weeks, and it takes its toll. I think it has done with one or two players. You know, I looked at the form of the players, and that's been affected. You know, it's not all about tiredness, but you know, but I think when people are thinking they're tired, that they will make mistakes, and their focus tends to waver a little bit. And I just think the last couple of games, one or two players haven't been as fresh as they could have been. And I just felt tonight was a great opportunity to try and change it around. You know, we've got a good, strong squad, and we changed the system, we changed various personnel that you've just mentioned, and I was pleased it paid off, and all those players coming in and made a good contribution to the game.
And you decided to go with 4-4-2, normally then your 4-3-3 we'd like to go to. Reasons beyond that?
Well, I just thought, you know, we wanted to try and partner Josh up with Duby and give us a bit more action down the centre of the pitch. You know, I think the system, the 4-3-3 we played, has been a major success. I think we've stuck with that for the last 3 months, and it's brought great dividends. And I just think sometimes it's nice to see a little bit of variation within the squad, and that the squad are versatile enough to accept certain and take on board certain information and play different systems. And I thought the system worked well tonight. It gave us a little bit of width. It partly gave a chance for Josh and Duby to go and play together. But I thought overall it was, you know, there's some great performances out there, and everyone did their job, and say it was a good win for us.
And were you pleased with the performance there with Tommy Hull that you dropped into midfield today? A bit of an unusual position for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's played there a lot for Barton, and to be honest, I watched him, having been a midfield player, you tend to look at those top of players, and I thought he was a breath of fresh air tonight. I thought he covered a lot of ground, he did a lot of defensive stuff. I thought he got on the ball a lot. He was quite demonstrative in his performance. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was refreshing tonight to watch Tom tonight. And you know, if anyone ever needs to look at a player who wants to play with energy, determination, guts, and a will to win, well, look at Tommy Hull, because he was fantastic tonight.
Another player who's been having a little criticism of time is Warby in goal, and he's got a clean sheet today after his little bit of a mare on Saturday. What do you think to his performance? And that,
yeah,
must,
I mean, he wasn't really tested tonight at all. He had nothing to do. What he did well. You know, regardless who's played for this season, all the goalkeepers have had a little chink in their armoury, and something's gone wrong. But you know, these are young kids learning the game. You know, they've got to learn about making decisions, and if they get something right, they don't make it a second time around. And okay, missed kick the ball Saturday, but that could happen to anybody. That's happened to the best goalkeepers in the world. So, you know, I said to the chairman today that, you know, we have to accept these kids are young. You know, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to. The important thing is how they bounce back and they don't lose their confidence. And he looks a confident goalkeeper. I thought everything he did tonight was fine. Never really got tested, but you know, they've got to come through those mistakes and errors, and they'll be better goalkeepers and characters for it.
Thursday, roll on St Ives, who got a 4-0 home drub into Royston today. Obviously, they want to come here and prove themselves. They've already got a 1-0 win here in the trophy. How would you be looking to set your team up, and what are you expecting from them?
Well, I'm expecting to win again. You know, we want to go and we need to win the games. It's as simple as that. You know, we've got to take advantage of the next two games at home, and they're winnable games, but we've got to make sure we set a stall out. Whether we play the same system remains to be seen. But, you know, there might be a few more changes, and it's just trying to rotate it round and making sure we provide the team with the strength, stability and organisation. If we can do that, you know, we know that we can play the two systems, so it gives us a little bit of food for thought, and, you know, we'll have enough for some ties. But, yeah, you know, we'll beat us in the cup, but we're a different side now, and we're doing well, so let's hopefully we can have a good positive performance on Thursday and get a win.
Any niggles that you come about?
No, you know, we've been quite fortunate really with injuries this season, touch wood. No, everyone's come through tonight. Josh obviously came off Saturday with a sore hamstring, but he got through. You know, he's never so well tonight. You know, he's an exciting player. You know, there's there isn't an awful lot of players that have excited me through my career, and you know, and I don't know, that's a detriment to anybody, but you know, he can be exciting when he's on his day. He took his goals well, got a hat trick. I'm pleased for him. You know, he's played with a lot of determination in a different position, but he'll be fine. He'll be okay. But apart from that, no, everyone's okay.
JJ.
Well, it was just a precaution tonight, resting him, leaving him out. You know, they're trying, yeah, I can play half an hour. Well, half an hour's not, you know, I shouldn't have losing for one game, they're losing for five games. So sometimes I have to make them decisions and take them decisions out of their hands. And that's what I'm here for.
Congratulations, and I'll see you Thursday.